When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to episode 252 of Fourth and John. I'm Gale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn and Mr. Prime in the building. We're talking the recap, Eagles-Giants recap. The man on that image right there, for those who can't see, is Lane Johnson scoring touchdowns. You remember on the last podcast, I mentioned maybe we get Mailata on one of those passes, but we got Lane Johnson. We had a lot of surprises yesterday, but overall, we got the W, which is tremendous. Anytime you get a W at the link, it's a good day. And there's a part of Eagles Nations that you get a W, it kind of makes your week. You have some Eagle fans who just aren't happy regardless of the situation. I'm a guy who anytime the Eagles win, it's amazing for my psyche, amazing for the mentals. And then the whole idea of the Philadelphia Eagles going to the playoffs is a thing, people. Like, whether you like it or not, we are right set up for a playoff run. Whether you like it or not, it's there for the taking. And I can't be any more excited, especially for this Washington trip. We will be teaming up with Philly Sports Trips on this next tailgate. But should be a really good time. We'll have some information for you later in the show. But just overall, we had a solid tailgate. A lot of people came out, had a good time. The vibes were right early on in the day. I think people knew just the way that the Giants were set up. We were going to pretty much throw them in the trash. The first half, the first couple drives, the Eagle fans, I think, really have to learn this word. They have to really key into the word patience. I don't think anybody in Philadelphia is patient about anything. I heard Minshew stands calling for Hurts early, but the way that they were resilient in the second half, it seemed like two different football teams. Whether you could be worried about the scripted plays, I'm kind of worried about the scripted plays, but when they go out there and ball, do their thing, their identity, running the football, I'm pretty geeked at what I saw. A lot of players stepping up. Quez Watkins, this guy named Devontae Smith, who's toe tap, drag, swag, all that. Just a lot of players making plays. But overall, you had to feel good at the end of the fourth quarter after seeing that score and us trashing the Giants.
Yeah. I mean, can you guys smell that? It smells like a playoff spot. We're sealing the deal on that final wild card spot. Like you said, I mean, yesterday was a great day from the tailgate all the way through the game. Had a slow start for sure, and that's what gets me nervous. And just to counter your point about Eagles fans not having enough patience, if I'm being real with you, I disagree. I don't think it's a lack. I don't think it's a lack of patience. Yesterday, we should have played four quarters. That was a beat ass Giants team. And what yesterday told me is that it kind of just verified exactly what I've been thinking about this Philadelphia Eagles team. Because if you go into the playoffs with that sort of play, if you go into the playoffs and you're only going to play two quarters instead of four, you're not going to be able to catch up. And I think that we need to get in that mentality. We need to get in that game mode of, I mean, I hear what you're saying. I know that a lot of players last week came out, they heard the boos, they didn't like the boos, and I get it. But at the same time, the Eagles fans, we hold this team to the highest regard. We want the best out of them. And clearly, what we saw in the third and fourth quarter, this team is capable of being good. This team is capable of making the right decisions. We want to see it for four quarters because that's how you're going to be able to win a playoff game. So I'm saying I'm out on the impatience. I'm saying I want to hold this team to a higher standard. That's what I want to do.
I mean, when you talk about patience, I'm talking about kind of like in the idea of like, you know, watching this team develop, right? So we're mm-hmm. thinking about this team. There's a lot of young dudes. And Jalen Hurts said it in his presser, and he's like, we still haven't even put our best game together, and it's definitely shows. So it's like, will the real Philadelphia Eagles stand up mm-hmm. at one point in time? Like four quarters of amazing play. So
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta agree. I mean, being in there and getting that late start, it was just like, when is this shit ever going to get going? I mean, we should have been, like you said, Evan, we should have been playing all four quarters the way we played that third quarter. It was definitely getting frustrating just waiting for this offense to kick it into the next gear. But, I mean, hey, I said it. Me and Gail took a walk at halftime just to really, like, talk about what the situation was like. We caught up with a couple of his friends. And then when we were walking on our way back, I was like, look, I hope to see a different team in the second half. And that's exactly what we got, was a different team. I mean, the defense was playing lights out pretty much the whole game, and the offense woke up. You know, once again, I'm still questioning some of Jalen Hurts' some of his decisions, but hey, he played a great game. You know, 102 rating yesterday, still got some good plays in. It was definitely glad to go ahead and get that W, especially against the Giants. I mean, it was dreadful walking out of New York Stadium when they beat us, but it felt good having those Giants fans walk out of our stadiums with their heads down. You know what I mean? So we pretty much had the last laugh. So I'm good with that.
And we really did get the last laugh against the New York Giants, because I stumbled upon this video today just to make, you know, throw a little salt in the wound.
But I was still right in the sense that I won the thing.
So Devontae Smith is a New York Giant.
Devontae Smith is a Giant.
Devontae Smith is a New York
Giant. So I'm guessing that video came out right after, you know, the Giants were about to pick in the draft. Devontae Smith is not a New York Giant. Kadarius Toney is a New York Giant. And the difference between those guys is night and day. Absolutely. Glad to have him.
Hey, it's a good time when you know you have Devontae Smith in the nest for hopefully the next decade out here, 92 yards away, right, from breaking
from,
the record, the rookie
yep,
record.
Rookie record, yeah.
So that's cool, definitely cool.
Gail, I meant to ask you, did you ever put out that meme of him moonwalking? Because he even mentioned it in his press conference.
And it's funny because I was working on like a smooth criminal meme. Had it all ready to go. Didn't put it out. But, you know, he said it in the press. And I was like, bro, I've been putting him on memes for a minute now.
You've been putting him on Michael Jackson specifically for a minute.
So, you know, it is what it is. Want to give a big shout out to the McCabe family. They joined us for a tailgate.
Yeah.
Brought the whole family.
Mama McCabe. Yeah.
McCabe made it.
Yeah, that was it's amazing when you meet Eagle fans who are just very excited about seeing their team. And plus they're out of state. I met Eagle fans from where? Rhode Island, California, Texas. A lot of Eagle fans came in. A lot of new faces for sure.
DC, yeah.
Pretty geeked. And they got a good the thing that's funny about the vibe in the stadium, it's like everyone was coming off this like Christmas lull. Everyone was kind of fat, relaxed, happy from everyone had food babies. They came to the, it was like almost everybody was late. Like I overslept. I never oversleep. I get a call from Chris at six, close to six. He's like, dude, it's 5:55 or yet. I'm like, oh shit, I woke up before my alarm, turned my alarm off, and then I got in the car. I'm like half asleep, and I called Prime. I'm like, you good? Oh man, I overslept, dude. I'm a little late. Lowski, our DJ, he was like, yo man, I'm running a little late today. So everybody, even Ev, was a little late as well. So
I heard from it at Conchi Bakery too. Tina, let me know that I was running late. It's the day after Christmas. I'm recovering here.
So, man, you can't be late with Tina, though, man. Like, come on, that's our hookup right there. So we were all dragging. I mean, just to have the privilege of being the first one there yesterday, that was pretty.
Yeah, I see Prime standing up.
That was an accomplishment.
Prime standing there like John Travolta in Pulp Fiction.
I was like, okay. But that whole, you know, just like we started late and we were dragging a little bit, that this is how the Eagles started the game off. And they were dragging a little, it just didn't look right. I know fans were a little impatient and very just like, I want to see this. I tweeted out, Eagles only have 6 yards of passing in the first quarter. Like, come on. But they turned it on, man. And again, like the way that Eagle fans, you know, they were booing again at the end of the first quarter. It's two games in a row. Mm-hmm. The way that they were booing Rager a little bit changed when he made a big play, punt return. It's kind of like, we're sorry, but now we're giving you your praise right now. And you look at that play that, which was a dime of a throw by Jalen Hurts when he did that out route. Like, he threw that in between a couple defenders and Rager had a sweet catch. There was plays that you saw that you know, whether it be Hurts throwing it up to Quez and trusting his guy. Even though me and Prime were like, he caught it, but the throw was a little late.
It was a little late.
But again, he's trusting his players. I mean, I thought the fans came together at the end of the game. It was almost like a release of, like, I don't know what it is. Really hard to describe it, but
and it was good to see Rager finally get the support from the fans. That was awesome to see him bust that punt return open. But in the topic of booze, I mean, like we said last week, like I mentioned how, like, personally, me as an individual, I'm not going to sit there and go to the game. I'm not going to boo our own players. With that being said, I understand that after everybody's been in the lot drinking all day, you got 70,000 people, you got a mob mentality, boos are going to happen. I kind of had the stance of, like, it may not be right, but you're not going to be able to stop 70,000 people from booing. And honestly, after these players came out this week and they were making the comments on the boos, for them to come out against a severely depleted Giants team and have the first half that they did, I mean, going into the locker room, I don't know what they were expecting except for the boos to rain down on them. I'm glad that they were able to snap out of it and completely light them up in the second half. And honestly, there should be a hell of a lot of credit given to this defense. Not a single person on the Giants stat sheet, even the quarterback, went over 100 yards. Everybody was stuck at double digits yesterday. It was a really, really good showing from the defense from the top to the bottom. Even the second string guys on the line, guys like Milton Williams, Jannard Avery had a great game as well. They really showed up. They were the reason that we got held in that game, in my opinion.
I gotta ask real quick. You mentioned the boos, but me, I don't hold back from my comments. So yesterday, you know, I mean, I definitely had some comments about Rager. Is that considered just as bad as booing? Or
if you're sitting there talking to Gail, just saying, you know, Rager needs to do better, that's not booing. That's just making a comment.
Well, I mean, not only that part. I mean, I definitely screamed out, like, get the fuck out of it, like, you know.
Yeah. I always get a stare from him like this anytime something bad. He's like, I'm like,
but don't get me wrong. The minute he ran the middle, when he ran that hole,
you
know.
What are you thinking about that punt return?
No, I just look at him like,
yeah, he gave me that look yesterday, and I'm like, hey, you got to give credit where credit's due. You know what I mean? That's all we wanted. We got it, and then look, the fans. They changed, including myself. We started cheering the guy. So I definitely know that made him feel great.
It was awesome to see him get as hyped as he did, too. I mean, I was watching on the TV broadcast, and after he ripped that off, he was feeling himself. And, you know, he deserved it, man. He deserves it at this point. He made a good play, and he deserves the praise.
Hey, if you get some juice from that, like, so be it. I mean, I still feel like we haven't seen his best. And, I mean, if he can flash plays like that, that's what we all want collectively. Mm-hmm. So hopefully he gets that together. You know, there's some news that's been breaking earlier today about Miles Sanders. Broke a bone in his hand. Sirianni just had a presser about a couple of hours ago just saying that he will not be playing versus Washington, but he's not going on IR. So that's, you know, that's a good, the good thing he's not going on IR, but the fact that Miles Sanders yet has another injury – and you know, that whole, you know, the stay healthy thing is still lingering over him. Another guy in Jordan Howard, who's not just another guy, it's we're talking about the Thunder to the Lightning.
Yep.
He was dealing with a stinger, left the game early. Sirianni said that he will be able to go on Sunday. Got an MRI, so he should be good to go. So that Thunder and Lightning could be Jordan Howard, Boston Scott, mixed in with little Kenny Gainwell on sacks. So that could be the band for Sunday. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And Barnett out with COVID as well. I mean, as we stand, this was a team. Let's all remember now. This was a team that started out 2-5. The morale was low just a few weeks ago. But the turnaround that this team has had, and also this is all post those fertilizer growing your roots comments. You know what I mean? We sat as a fan base and we mocked that. Not just us. Everybody in this fan base was sitting here mocking those flower comments. This team's done a hell of a job since then. And just looking at this list right here, I mean, this is all of the rookie head coaches so far this year. Nick Sirianni tied with Brandon Staley from the Chargers, both at 8-7 with the best rookie head coach record this year, followed by Arthur Smith, David Culley, Robert Saleh, Dan Campbell, and the since fired Urban Meyer. But, you know, only two rookie head coaches with a over 500 record this year. And with the strength of our schedule coming up, I mean, we could potentially get all the way to 10 wins, which would, you know, not only get us in the playoffs, but I think would be a really impressive season considering where we turned around from and that this is a growing team.
Yeah. Shout out to Jeff Kerr from CES for that nice little fact. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's weird because, you know, after the Falcons game, people had felt a certain way about this team. Like, oh, we're going to surprise some folks. And then we took a nosedive. But I really feel like without the trials and tribulations, like you learn from, like, if did they learn from that? Did the coaching staff learn from that? Did they realize they had to run the football, which has been tremendous the last how many weeks where we've put up 150 plus yards rushing in every game?
Put up 130 the past nine games, 130 plus yards the last nine games.
I mean, that's part of our identity, especially in the playoffs when you're really trying to, like, you know, in cold weather. But I don't think we might be in some domes there.
What's Pete trying to say here?
Kelly 2.0?
Kelly 2.0, I'm not sure.
We'll have to explain that one. But I feel like this team is – their identity is forming. The younger players are stepping up. Goddard stepping up, making some big plays. They're all coming to their own. Like, again, there are a lot of younger players here that have taken over spots where a guy like Zach Ertz has been. You know, players are just stepping up. Overall, I just feel like right time.
All at the right time, man. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about us three individuals are the proof in the pudding that we just never give up on this team. We've attended every single home game. Four straight losses at our place. I mean, that was dreadful. And then now we're talking about three straight wins. I mean, look, it's a turnaround. And it came at the best time. And now they could go ahead and seal the deal with a playoff spot. And I mean, hey, it's an accomplishment, man, especially the way we started. I'm proud of the way these boys are coming together. Hey, better late than never. And, you know, like I keep on implementing at the best time. So I'm with it. You know, the playoff picture is definitely looking in our favor. Starts tonight with the Saints going against the Miami Dolphins. Saints lose this game, and then you got Green Bay playing Minnesota. That's a potential right there, playoff spot that we could clinch right before this Dallas game. Look, I'm one that got it all day today because of this victory that the Dallas Cowboys had over Washington yesterday. Oh, my God. Like, it just was like the conversation of the day because now my brother works with me. So, you know, I got to hear it not all day, not when I get home, but I mean, like, all day. hey, hats off. They kicked Washington Redskins ass, as they should have been, because, you know, they didn't really have anybody. I mean, those guys couldn't even keep it together yesterday. They were fighting amongst themselves. I mean, pretty sure you guys heard about the punch around the world. So it's like, you know, with that being said, Dallas is, you know, a tough team and everything. But, hey, look, I'm glad that once again we're getting our shit together because, you know, that could be a potential first round. I don't know. You know what I mean? I'm probably, like, thinking way ahead of the game here. But, you know, I'm looking forward to that one.
Hey, look, if you listen to Jalen Hurts, he's going to stop you right there. I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to stop you right there. I'm live in the moment. You're going to take advantage of today. And that's where we're the fans, right? So, I mean, players have to be in that mental state, but obviously it's like, you do have to, it's one game at a time. Things clearly change with injuries, players going on COVID. You never know what's going to happen. You know, Jerome's out here. Great win, but man, at what cost? Miles and Howard done for a while. I mean, Howard
should be back. Yeah.
Howard should be back, but it's
and Miles, like, is a guy that we've dealt pretty much without him for most of the season anyway.
And somebody, we all know,
somebody put it out there today that, have you guys noticed how the offense is kind of clicking a little bit better when he's not in? You guys, what do you guys think about that, man?
When Miles isn't in?
Yeah.
I mean, he's had a phenomenal. What, he put up 131
yards? Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, Miles is definitely a big contributor, but I mean, I just thought I'd get you guys.
If I'm being real, like, I didn't really notice that per se, but I will say that one thing that I really liked was that package with both Howard and Miles Sanders on the field. I just want to see more of that, man. Like that was a play that really worked last week, and I would love to see some more. You know, two running back packages where you just don't know which way the ball's going. And then you also have Jalen Hurts also has the ability to keep it himself. You just are going to have linebackers' head spinning if you see, you know, two running backs out on the field at the same time. So I would like that for the confusion, that whether it's Miles or whoever.
True that.
Let's see. You know, no, a nice moment from, I spoke on it earlier, but a nice moment during the game was obviously the touchdown by Lane Johnson, a guy who's gone through a lot in the last couple months. The fact that he gets to enjoy a link leap, having a great time.
Yeah, that was cool.
Just the way that the fans were like super geeked, and then he was on the sideline. He had his little elf hat on. You know, I love the Eagles players, but Lane is one of those dudes who's like, you know, he's played beyond expectations. And please don't forget, the man played quarterback. This guy's a multi-talented athlete out there. You know, wide receiver one, maybe, in our heart, or two. Wide receiver two, maybe. I just feel like he's a talented, athletic dude, wears his heart on his sleeve. And he got a moment. And these are the kind of things that these players don't forget.
Who had Lane Johnson getting in the end zone before Miles Sanders this year on their bingo card?
Yeah.
But another stat out there, Lane Johnson has more touchdowns than Kenny Galladay and Kadarius Toney combined.
Yeah, that was thrown out there as well, yeah.
So, you know, put some vinegar on there. The fact that the Giants, you know, they got their win against the Eagles. Yeah, like, you know, hat tip to you guys. The last week, that's a sarcastic.
Yeah.
But the fact that you know, Judge is out here playing the Fly Eagles Fly song, fight song. I mean, he played that at the Giants facilities leading up to this game. He also played some Fresh Prince and some. I think Meek Mill was in the playlist, but just to. I'm like, bro, like that, all that backfired in your face. Like, yeah, you talked about this Eagles football team, you know, disrespecting the game and playing to a high standard. Well, your football team yesterday did not play to a higher standard. Someone asked Alex Singleton. Did you have a feeling like the Giants were ever going to score on you? He's like, no. He's like, no.
Yeah, he had a pick six yesterday.
Yes, he did, man, and we lost it. We lost it. I think, I don't know if you had the clip. We acted like some fools when he scored that touchdown.
Nah.
Alex Singleton scoring that touchdown really got us rowdied up.
Yeah, Prime was smacking people, punching people. I'm filming the whole thing. If you go to my Twitter handle, I posted on 4th and John as well on IG. But someone threw a beer, and I was like, bro, you just got beer on my Mitchell Ness joint. So like
classic. He even played it. He replayed it to find out
who threw the beer.
The person that had the beer. He's over there like, it wasn't this guy or was it that guy? I think it was that guy.
After further review, I'm like, it was.
Did it come from up top or
no? Due to our left, he was like, we're all having a great time. Like, at what point did we say throw a beer on top of all of us? I'm like, that's not, especially when you're wearing your Mitchell Ness. Like, yeah, come on.
It's not cool, man. It's not cool.
Come on.
Nah, it definitely wasn't cool. But I mean, it was just, I just couldn't stop laughing because this man really brought out the camera for the instant replay.
I found him. So I mean, we're going to I'm not going to say any win in the NFL is not guaranteed here. I mean, how are you guys feeling as we're going down to Washington as a fan base? I mean, hey, you should book your trip with the Philly Sports Trips if you're trying to come and support your squad. I'm telling you, this is a playoff game. We were all there when the Bears had to win. But if you use the code 4th and John here, you get $10 off on the below prices here. So we're gonna tailgate with them. We're gonna take a week off. We're gonna put ourselves on the IR, sit back and relax. Like, people don't really understand, like, 2 tailgates in 1 week, less than 1 week.
Bro, I slept for like 16 hours. Bro. Yeah. it was so exhausting. 2
tailgates in what, 4 days?
Yeah,
man?
Dude. And I'm a night bird too, man. Like, I'm a guy, I stay up 2, 3, sometimes even 4 o'clock at night. I was out by 11 o'clock, bro, last night, and I slept till like 10. I was exhausted over these
pitches. I mean, listen, the way yesterday started off, I mean, even Gil asked me a few times if I was good. I mean, I was good, and I was having a great time, but I was tired.
I could tell you were tired because early in the tailgate, you came to me. He's like, yo, where's that chair at?
I needed to take a seat. I just needed a moment. But a great turnout. We definitely surprised a lot of fans. And touching upon a key moment for me, but for all of us as together as a team, there was one gentleman that showed up at our tailgate with his family, with his wife and 2 kids, beautiful kids. And I could kind of see that they were like newbies. So I walked up to them and I introduced myself to them. And then, you know, I pretty much gave them the layout. Hey, we got beers, we got water, we got tomato pies. I showed them, the kids were excited to see Fletcher Cox and Darius Slay on the piece of pies. They loved the logo. I'm sorry, the tomato pies. They loved Giants and Eagles logo on there, the 4th and John logo. And with that being said, the gentleman pulled me to the side. His name, by the way, is Kevin Dale. He pulls me to the side and he says, listen, you don't know me, you don't know my family, but the way you just approached me and made us all feel at home was real cool on your behalf. And he hands me this coin. So I just thought I'd share this with you guys. It's a military, it looks like he's a master gunnery sergeant.
Nice.
And I thought this thing was really cool. And he hands it to me. He was like, you know, I really appreciate how you made us all feel welcome, my kids especially. And it's got some like little lettering here. I'll read it to you guys. It says, never below you, always beside you, never above you. I thought that was a moment.
No, that's really cool, honestly. Yeah, you showed me that pre-show. I was like, that's pretty sick.
That was hot, man. You know what I mean? And that's what the Fourth and John tailgates are all about. I mean, we make sure that everybody and anybody is always welcome. We make sure you guys are always good. And the music is popping. Make sure that everybody's well behaved and make sure that everybody's comfortable. Shout out to Evan, you know what I mean? Held it down again with the cheesesteaks. Started off the morning with some pork roll and eggs. Hey, man, it helped me out. It definitely helped me out to get through the day yesterday because I needed that.
Yo, I talked about running late. I'm like, I didn't get coffee. I didn't get nothing. I'm there just like on vibes. Like, so I call up Evan. I'm like, yo, man, did you where you at? You anywhere close to like
grocery store?
Yeah, I'm just like I didn't want to say it because I felt so bad. Like I was just like I was like, you know, just hungry. I was down on the dumps. I was like, I needed something to eat. And he's like, dude, I got pork roll and eggs. And I was just like, I was like, bro, that was like the Christmas. That was like music to my ears. I was like, man, I was like, you don't know how bad I wanted. I actually wanted pork roll.
Yeah.
And I wanted eggs.
We're on the same wavelength, bro. I could feel it.
I almost cried. I was like, this man.
No, but yeah, back to that coin that you got real quick. Whatever. I'm not sure if that's a coin or what it's called, little emblem. To get that level of respect from a guy in the military that, you know, all three of us, we respect everybody in the military. Get that level of respect from someone like that. That was really cool. And it's humble. Man. So thank you.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Appreciate that. I mean, Kevin Dale, if you're out there listening or tuning in, man, thank you for that. Thank you for joining us at the tailgate yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was definitely an honor to meet you and the family, beautiful family. And you guys are more than welcome to come back anytime at all.
You know, I was looking at, because usually when I'm out there, you know, setting up things and we're out there tailgating, whatever, you miss messages. So like I got a text from somebody like, yo, I'm going to the game. And then later on, it was like, oh, yo, it's Gessner. And now Gessner, like, no, that was my ace. That's wide receiver that we played 4 years together in college. He's like, yo, I'm coming to the game. I didn't know that he was also bringing one of my other teammates that was another wide receiver. So we were the three amigos. Not only were we the three amigos, but we were also Eagle fans. Mm. You know, so we all loved the Eagles. So the fact that I missed their call and text. I'm like, dude. I'm like, he's like, we're gonna be at the game. So me and Prime actually rolled up. We met them at the half. I haven't seen these dudes. We haven't been into the same room together in like 20 years, dude. So the fact that we all got to sit together, talk about our birds, it was a good time.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, he didn't tell him about my secret bathroom, did you?
No, I didn't.
He was trying to. He was spending most of the conversation trying to validate how fast he was back in the day.
He mentioned that to me last night. He goes, "Yeah, I was sitting there with my friends, and I told them to tell Prime, like, yo,
I didn't even prompt him.
I told him straight up. If it ain't on tape, I don't believe it.
Yo, guess was like, yo, he's telling his son, he's like, yo. He's like, that's the only other dude that's ever been faster than your father. So yeah, that's the guy.
That's awesome though, that you guys were able to reconnect. And you said that you hadn't spoken, you haven't seen them in person since like the 90s?
Yeah, it does, Gail, because Gail was mentioning it like pretty much a good 5 minutes of the third quarter. Like, damn, man, I can't believe so much time has passed by. Yeah. Like, I haven't seen these guys since we actually probably that last game of our football careers. And I'm like, yo, that's an honor, man. Like, you know what I mean? To catch up with some friends that you haven't seen in so many years. So, I mean, hey, I feel for them.
I mean, last time you saw them, they all had, black and brown beards.
I know. So my boy on the left, Locash, the last time we were all pretty much together, he broke his jaw.
That was the guy. Yeah, that was the story of the guy he told us how was walking off the field with his jaw. And then they got into that conversation.
Well, he was spitting his teeth out and his blood was pouring out his mouth. So I look at my other boy, Guess. I'm like, we're lined up and the safety's looking at us. And he goes, you guys are next. So I was like, remember that dude? Like, yo, I'll never forget that dude in my life. But yeah, man, it was a good time to see.
Yeah, his boy mentioned on how Gale kept on screaming out like, "Yo, the safety's over there, making sure that the quarterback doesn't throw it that way."
I said that it's cover.
Wild, man.
I said it's cover three. He's in the middle. He's in the middle, guys. Man, but yeah, that was a good time, man. Overall,
yeah, that's awesome. But I mean, you know, we watched such a abysmal Giants team yesterday. And
I know where you're going without even saying it.
To get the news prior to kickoff that they're going to be moving forward next year with Joe Judge and Danny Jones. I mean, that was just music to my ears, guys. You took a total evaluation of this year and you've already predetermined that this 4-12 team is good enough to go with next year. So Giants fans, I just want to wish you a congratulations. Good luck with that. I'm going to be really happy watching that play out. Thank you. Thank you for just checking off another person we don't have to worry about next year in the division.
I think, you know, coaches that have, you know, coached Bill Belichick, I don't know if Judge is feeling himself like in that, if he sees himself when he looks in the mirror, he's like, I'm Belichick Jr. I could be that guy. Or like, the fact that they're bringing back Daniel Jones, like, I hope you bring back Daniel Jones because, you know, like, that's, again, if anyone saw me on draft night, I was ecstatic when they drafted Daniel Jones. Because I'm not going to say that he can't play it at all. I just don't feel like – I feel like someone else would give them a better shot to –
I genuinely feel like when they drafted him that was a – it's almost like they were trying to follow our playbook with Carson Wentz. They were taking a – I don't want to say a reach, but a guy from a much smaller school, much smaller program, drafting him very high with a lot of potential where – you know, that one didn't play. It's not like the Carson Wentz thing worked out for us when it's all said and done. But to watch them, I think Carson Wentz even to this day is better than Daniel Jones too. So they really effed that one up.
You think?
Yeah.
Did you just say you think?
No, I don't think. I know for a fact. He's no Joey Burrow dropping 525 yards yesterday. That was listen, insane, man.
I'm not gonna lie. When the news came through this morning on my phone, all I kept on screen was like, "Bing bong."
Like,
there you go.
I heard that bing bong F your life about probably 40 times during the game.
Yeah.
Now, Anthony, shout out to Anthony, says we will need to be ready this week. We cannot start eyeing up Dallas too early. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that we started eyeing up Dallas early is probably like due to the fact that we watched Washington play Dallas last night. And to be honest, though, you know,
what, Dallas Washington Cowboys. Go to that game?
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, you thought they, you know, they were going to show up at least. They didn't show up at all. Didn't have any fight on the field, but on the benches, those benches were definitely heated benches. And then, the fact that De'Ron Payne and
Jonathan Allen,
they're teammates. They played together at Alabama. Yeah. The fact that he like, if any man suns you like that, puts the finger on your temple, that is like, I think that's pretty automatic fight. That's fighting. Yeah. Like what was said, what's going on? I don't know what is going on behind the scenes, but the fact that it happened, I'm happy about it. Like, I'm happy to see them falling. If they want to get rid of one of those defensive tackles, we could, you know, we'll take one if you want to let one go. If you can split those guys up, it's great. But the fact that you have to look at Dallas and see what they did, and like, they, when the team starts doing good things on special teams, and shout out to Corey Clement. I saw someone shout him out in the comments, but Corey Clement with a block, I think he beat Wendell Smallwood on that play. But their defenses showed up. They're getting turnovers. If they're riding high and they have to, you know, they have to face a team like a hungry Philadelphia team, I'm just saying, I'm trying to speak into existence, but I know we're living in the moment, like Jalen Hurts would say. But I'm just saying,
I got dragged a couple weeks ago, rightfully so, because I was sitting on here and I was telling our fans that this Dallas team is kind of no joke, man. They put up 41 points in the first half. Okay. So like or 42, I'm sorry, 42 points. I'm just trying to say, like, we're playing garbage teams. Now, Giants are a garbage team. Washington's a garbage team. But when you drop 56 points, regardless of the opponent, if you're a professional team, you got a solid squad, man. You don't drop nearly 60 points without having a, you know, like, that's exactly what you should do against a team like that. So, dude, I'm just gonna double down on what I'm saying, dude. Like, they're not making it to the Super Bowl, bro. They're gonna get before that. That's what Dallas does.
They got to see daddy before anybody. Who's their daddy?
Me with a pork roll. Yeah. Hey, I usually don't, you know, I just call it like I see it, and I've always made, you know, I was like, man, if their defense, they can't get it together, that's great, that's awesome. And then they finally got their defense together and brought in, you know,
Micah Parsons.
I mean, they're playing well, and you can't take that from them. I just feel like, I just hope that the Eagles, if it's any time for them to play their best, it's when they have to put up or shut up. And again, people are upset about being in the, like, playoff run. Like, this is not a good team. Like, the fact that you can get in, if you can get in, that's all
that matters.
This is what these players play for.
But I think if I'm being real with you, I think a lot of that has to do with, I think it more so has to do with people not wanting to be wrong. I think there was a lot of people that looked at this team after 2-5 and they're like, this team's garbage. And they almost checked out on the season and were just ready for next year's draft. They just like didn't want to lose any games. They're just thinking about how high can we get that draft pick? I think they just don't want to be wrong, bro. I think that's what it comes down to. I think that they're looking at this team turn around and they don't want to look at their comments from the past and be like, oh, well, I judge this team a little bit early.
That's the weird part to me is like you go to the timeline. Like sometimes I just sit there and read stuff, but I'm like, yeah, I'm not even, I'm just, I like to read stuff. People are like so more into their past takes versus like they're defending their takes.
They fall in love with their opinion, and then they end up just not being able to separate themselves from that and just allowing time to pass. You get new information, you find out more about this team, and then your opinion changes. Sounds like something similar going on.
Let it go. You're right, Evan. You're right. Let it go.
No, but so here's a point that I do want to bring up, though. So like let me paint a very optimistic picture for everybody that's listening. We could potentially be a 10-7 team in the playoffs. And I'm not expecting them to do a bunch in this playoffs. So I'll say that up front. But a 10-7 team that made the playoffs, and we got 3 first-round picks next year. Think about the potential for next year. Where if we can already get to 10-7, imagine if we add 3 first-round starters next year. If we don't manage to F up that draft and we can get 3 guys that can contribute right on day one, this team can be some serious business, bro.
I mean, that's the thing that people don't realize, that like the part of team building, chemistry, the patience that I kind of allude to is like you're watching these guys develop. Now, moving into the next year, you got younger guys who played significant snaps this year, significant roles. Now they're coming into their selves as players. Now they have an opportunity to build off of this. Now, like whether you get in or you don't get, like whether you, they, what they've done the last couple of weeks has been great to see. But if you can build off that, that's even better. Like even this playoff experience, like if you get an opportunity to play in the playoffs as Jalen Hurts,
And Nick Sirianni as a head coach.
Yeah, of course. And we always talk about, we always forget about our defensive coordinator who's also developing in his first year. Like, I would love better safeties, younger safety, playmaking safeties and better linebackers to bring in here as well. Like, it is what it is, the way our defense is set up. Like, you know,
pretty impressive to finish off the season at 8-2. I mean, 2-5 start, and then now to finish off the season, they 8-2. Hey, man, something clicked, and I'm glad it clicked. Yeah.
If Evan Hearn was the GM of the Philadelphia Eagles, if I'm being real with you, I'm going defense with our first three picks.
I'm going
with a linebacker. I'm going with probably a defensive tackle and a safety. That's where I'm going, or safety or corner.
And still go after a veteran. And still go after a veteran wide receiver, right?
Devontae Adams.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You imagine having Devontae Adams and Devontae Smith on this team?
I've been talking about Devontae.
Devontae squared?
Yeah, times two, bro. Come on, man. Like, that's Route God Jr. versus Route God Sr.
And not only, like, the physicality between, like, they're two very different playing styles. Devontae Smith will kill you with his technicality. He'll kill you with his route running. Where Devontae Adams is just a physical freak, man. If you want to throw that ball up, he can go get it.
Yes, he can.
It would be, man, that would be amazing.
Now, Todd from YouTube has a comment. He says, Jalen Hurts is steady progressing. I like how he doesn't let the mistakes get to him, something Carson struggled with. That's a comment that, you know, I've been thinking about a lot. You look at the first time that we played the Giants, or the Eagles played the Giants. I'm a wee guy. But the fact that he struggled in the first half and came back and put his team in, position to win. This is what short-term memory, you got to forget, you know, the negative plays and just chalk it up to, you know, being a gamer, coming back and making solid plays. Like, he, again, had a slow first half last week, and you see him come back and make – and this is where his QB coach talked about, you know, marrying his feet and his eyes together – and just letting it rip. I mean,
did you start talking about Rex Ryan for a second?
No, I
didn't. Marion Feet.
No. Shout out to his coach Avery. But it, like that throw he had to Rager that's a big when you're looking at prospects and you're evaluating talent, and they're like, you know, does he have any big boy throws on? That's a big boy throw right there. Yeah, like, that's there. That's threading the needle. And when guys can do stuff like that, I mean, guys, but Jalen Hurts, that's the kind of stuff you want to build off. You're like, all right, if he can use that mobility and get that, the passing game going like that, hey.
Did you guys catch the press conference yesterday of Jalen explaining to us fans or – mainly the media, but to us fans about why he didn't hit Dallas Goedert on that open.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, the minute he was done with that, I just started dying laughing. Like, wow. Like, that was a breakdown. Like, I needed that. I needed an understanding. And I mean, thanks for clearing that up.
Well, like some people were like, so basically you just missed the guy. Yeah. Just say you missed the guy. But like he's talking about his pre-snap reads and like him trusting what he's seeing. And what happened is someone broke coverage. And that's how he got open. So from pre-snap, you know, his studies, he thought, you know, based on what I'm seeing pre-snap, this is where I'm going with the football. The fact that they broke coverage, but you know, it's very easy to see a guy open. You know, someone posted a meme of like seeing the field is not like Madden. Like, you know, they don't see the field
bird's eye view,
like that. You know, I know everyone was like, yo, Goddard was open. Everybody in the stands was like that. But, hey, mistakes happen. They will continue to happen. You see how they rebound from them, and that's what you like to say.
Let's talk about for a moment, if we could, a guy that doesn't make many mistakes at all.
Extend their lead as Hurts connects with Devontae Smith. Look at that. Delayed signal by the officials. Both feet down.
That's gorgeous.
Touchdown, Philadelphia.
That toe drag, man.
Man, when I tell you, so I was sitting here watching the game with my roommate, and I saw that pass go to Devontae. It was, you know, it was questionable because he was so close to the sideline. But as soon as I saw that six had caught the ball, I looked over at my roommate. I said to him right away, I was like, you know how I know he caught that ball? Because Devontae Smith is the one with the ball in his hands. I know that he drug those feet. That's what Devontae does, bro. He does. He has the best field awareness of any of the wide receivers on this team.
You know what? I knew he had it. First of all, I thought he had it anyway. But mm-hmm. when he rolled out of the catch and then had the ball up, like he knew it. Like, yep. Everything was just, And again, we've talked about before he even got drafted, before he even was selected, technician. It's something that Sirianni would talk to guys like Fulgham. Drag your feet.
Know where you are. Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to tell Devontae about anything like that. Like, he just does it. And that's the beauty of his game. And he's only getting better. So,
and 2020 Vision says Smith has Macklin toe tapping skills. As of right now, yeah. But to be honest with you, I think Devontae Smith's ceiling is higher, personally. And that's no diss towards Macklin at all. I think Macklin was a great wide receiver for us. I truly think that Devontae Smith's ceiling is higher, though.
Now, Chris, shout out to Chris, who says, previously mentioned, he did just land a house in the Philadelphia area. So the Eagles are 2-0 since he moved. So shout out to Chris for that.
Welcome to the area.
He has a question. Are we keeping Jordan Howard after this year, or will Gainwell take over at number two?
I got to be honest. I don't think either of these guys are the ones you need to worry about. I think it's number 26 that could be on his way out the door. And if Miles Sanders walks out the door, I would keep Howard and Gainwell.
But my thing was,
it's tough, man. It's a tough decision that's going to be made in all season. That's
you know, I saw someone say something about Gainwell and fumble. I mean, it's like he's a rookie and they're gonna growing pains as well. But mm-hmm. I think with Miles is like, obviously I love the game breaking speed and everything. It's just his ability to stay healthy is, you know, like we want to, and I guess like we talked about getting 20 plus carries, right? 20 plus carries.
Next year is the last year of his deal.
You know, it is what it is. Will says keep both. Shout out to Will from YouTube. Daniel says, do we really have a deep threat, Smith and Watkins? But where are those plays? I do think Watkins does stretch the field. I think defenses were well aware of where he's on the football field for what he can do as a field stretcher. I think he's developing as a route runner, as we, you know, like, but you're seeing the things that he did in preseason during the open practices that we're attending. He's doing them. He did it yesterday. He chalked up that big catch in the left side of the at open practice. If you all remember that, I think Quez is still developing under his own, but
yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that we do have deep threats, and it's good to see like a game like yesterday where we really haven't been taking many deep shots as of late, with the exception of yesterday. It was good to see us work the ball down the field the way that we did and to actually capitalize on it with that Quez catch. I mean, to see that's kind of been something that Eagles fans have been worried about, is does Jalen Hurts have this deep ball in his arsenal? And he threw a good deep ball yesterday, so can't complain.
He definitely does. I mean, the only thing that I just keep on mentioning week in, week out is if he develops that leading his receivers, he could definitely get a whole lot more bigger plays. I mean, yesterday, me and Gil, we were pretty much going wild on a few plays where we saw that the wide receivers beat their defenders in an open field, and he was just hesitant on releasing the ball. And then, of course, he ended up throwing into receivers that were pretty much being kept under the radar and stuff. So it was just like some of those decision makers just got to get worked on. And the minute he goes ahead and fixes that problem, it's going to be a whole lot more plays, just like we had out of Watkins and Smith yesterday.
So let me get your guys' opinion on it, because I'm going to play a video for you, and I don't want this to alter your answer. But who do you guys think is the most liked Eagle on this roster right now? I'll just let the video play.
Who's the offensive line celebration like when Lane Johnson scored that touchdown?
We should have spent more time figuring out a celebration. That was, I don't know. I don't know, it was like half ballroom dancing, kind of like half making it up on the spot, half Lincoln Field leap. It was a mess. Yeah, I'm not gonna swear, but it was fucking awesome. Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome, man. I'm so happy that he got a touchdown. And
I don't want to swear. Anything he says in that accent, you can tell me anything. Like, I'd laugh at every
the minute the press conference started, his accent is just like right there. Is like, yo, dude had me. Like, he's fucking awesome. Like,
dude, between his attitude and just the story of how he, where he came from to where he is now, he has easily become a fan favorite. And if Mailata is not, you know, one of your favorite Eagles, he's at least one of your, you know, top five probably.
I'm telling you.
He's a fan favorite for sure.
Then when I met him at the Eagles Autism Challenge, and he is exactly like you think he would be. If you like,
he seems down to earth.
Some of these players are act a certain way. But Mailata is very welcoming. Very, you know, he's ready to take a photo with you, and always got a smile on his face. So just to see his come up has been great. Like, again, a guy who I've been following for so long. Before he even got drafted, with this, the fact that he's here now, it's great. And then, and you like the player. It's not just like you like his play; you like the player. And did you see? He threw Leonard Williams to the ground. Shout out to Brian Baldinger. Go back and watch some of his plays that he posted today. And then the fact that he's like looking for. Like, he's looking for the fight, and the play's over, right? So you got Leonard Williams over, who's, you know, Giants' big dog, and then the play's Leonard Williams out of the play, and not that he doesn't he's not playing patty cake over there. He throws him like a bag of potatoes, like, and that's the extra sauce that you're looking for. Like, he wants the fight, and then you're like, man, that's you can't teach that. You can't teach toe drag swag. Players either have it or they don't, and those are those plays that you like to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And just thinking about what this Eagles offensive line could be at its full force. I mean, we're missing Brandon Brooks, obviously, but to think about just going from left to right, to have Jordan Mailata, Landon Dickerson, Kelsey, Brooks, Johnson. That is, can it get much better than that, man? Honestly,
I mean, if you're a team, opposing team playing the Eagles, you know, like if the Eagles can get full strength at offensive line, that's a talented front that you don't want to be facing late in the playoffs, or I mean, early in the play. But just you don't want to face a veteran. We got Pro Bowlers on this line, and you got now it's just a matter of the younger guys putting it together. You put Prime in the bathroom?
We did.
Didn't mean to. Quick click. <then.
laughs> So I mean, we're me and Evan are officially on Christmas break, right? For
yes,
a week.
Sir. Yes,
I'm off for a week. I know Prime's still working. You got any more days? Or are you taking any more days off?
I'm taking one for the team, man. My guys need me, so I'm there with them. So I'll be working. I would do it for you guys.
Now, Todd says, running the ball and playing defense is championship formula. It is, man. It is. Like, you know, you gotta run the rock. You know, especially if you're gonna try and keep teams off the field, like high powered offenses. That's always what you want to see. I can't get enough of our running game.
Nah, man, the running game is going to definitely be the key to the rest of these last two games. I really think we have the high advantage. I mean, come on, we're averaging 130 yards a game, nine consecutive games with 130 plus yards. I mean, like, bro, it can't get any better than this. We keep on with this mentality. There could be a shock looming in. I'm just saying. I know you don't like me to speak in this existence, but.
Oh, I do love you to speak into existence. I'm the founder of speaking into existence.
My brother was tuning in earlier, man. It's not fired. I'm coming at him. I'm coming in.
Shout out to Mr. Bragdon, Mr. NFL Films, Mr. Bragdon. Sup, fellas? With our O-line at full strength, do you think we continue to stay with running game dominance when the front office wants us to be pass heavy? I think you got to stick to your guns, man. Like, again,
what you're good at.
You play off the play action, you know, you add some trickery in there. just keep doing what you're doing. Like, don't go out, don't get outside of Jalen Hurts' comfort zone. Like, you know, soften up these defenses and then play off the play action. And watch these linebackers. These linebackers are already watching Jalen Hurts. The fact that you guys got run around, pre-snap motion, I'm with it, you know?
I mean, when you have a mobile quarterback that forces a defense to just keep a spy on your quarterback, that takes a linebacker out of coverage, man. That's why you got to capitalize on that. I want to see some more Dallas Goedert.
Shout out to Nick with a shout out to Evan. He says, hey, best tailgate cheesesteaks of all time.
Appreciate everybody that stopped by for one. Thank you, Nick.
I still have, it's my second tailgate where I've not getting a cheesesteak.
They go quick. Should I air my grievances? Because I got some grievances.
Hold on, Evan. Let me just say this. Dude, that's your problem.
I was gonna say you could have picked some up. I when I tell you that I went into full investigation mode, I was on my way to the porta potty yesterday, as I do about 20 times a tailgate, and I notice on the ground half eaten cheesesteak just chilling there. And I do a little, and this guy's like, "You want that or something, dude?" And I'm like, I think that's my fucking cheesesteak that somebody threw on the ground over here. I'm just saying, you know, if you don't like it, you don't like it. I've gotten some decent reviews, but just find a trash can.
That's a violation. You don't do that. You know what I mean?
Don't take cheesesteaks out of the hands of people that actually want cheesesteaks.
Damn right. I mean, look, this man didn't even get one, and look, went to waste.
I gotta be
one to tell you there was actually two. We found a second one on our way to the game.
Bastards.
Yeah, bro, a full cheesesteak. So, you know what I mean, just keep.
You know who you are.
Yeah, you definitely know who you are. I certainly know who you were yesterday. Yeah. And I was eyeing you the whole time.
Now, Timothy says, going into the playoffs, you're going to see better QBs that put up points, so Jalen is going to have to throw. I mean, I think you got to keep up with the Joneses, right? And when you're playing from behind, you know, sometimes you're going to have to put up or shut up. Mm-hmm. But I do think if they get that running game going, you could keep these offenses off the field, which would be nice. Mm-hmm. But I think, yeah, I mean, hey, he's developing as a passer. We're seeing it right before our eyes. I'm telling you, man, that throw, that out, he threw that joint on a dime. Like, I was like, from where I was sitting, I was like, I can't believe he's going to throw a pick right here. Like, and they came down with it. I was like,
because Gail was even shocked when Rager came down with that catch. Because, I mean, I looked at him and he's like, did he catch that? I'm like, yo, he caught that. But, I mean, you said it. You couldn't have said it any better, man. It's definitely put up or shut up for the kid. I mean, all season long, you're the one that created the subtitle, Rent is Due. Hey, man, time to pay the rent. You know what I mean? Get your funds together these next couple of weeks. And maybe, you know, like I said, when we go ahead and clinch that playoff spot, keep on, you know, keep on keeping that in the back of your mind that rent is due every week. And we keep on supporting it at every tailgate. You guys see the sign where they're supporting the rent is due.
Hey, man, so. if we get into the playoffs, Jalen Hurts might get a security deposit back, bro.
we didn't mention that he was also a alternate for the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, which was like, I was like, okay.
Well, yeah. I was definitely okay with, I was like, oh, okay. Like, hey, it is what it is.
Now, 2020 Vision says that Hurts only ran two times yesterday. Hurts still feeling the ankle. I think, he's dealing with it, but I felt like, you know, he looked good in the second half. He looked good. Shout out to Tommy. He says, what up, guys? Is it just me or does Washington feel like a major trap? Like, I've been hearing the trap conversation. I just feel like this is like how bad do you want it? Like, if you want it, like, this is, to me, this is the ultimate litmus test to see where this team is at mentally and who they are as a team. Like, you know how Washington is set up right now. You know those guys are in their feelings. You know that they recently lost to us, and then they came off a thrashing in front of the national landscape. Now they are here, and they can affect the playoff run of the Philadelphia Eagles. This is it. This is what you have to do: curb stomp a team and move forward. So to me, I'm like, it doesn't feel trappy for me. It feels like this is the, I think this is the growth process of this group.
The way I look at it is, I mean, think about it from Washington's perspective, how they view the rest of the division. I think that every team other than Washington, the Giants, Eagles, and Cowboys, I feel like those three all have really strong rivalries in between each other. Washington has been so irrelevant for so long that to call it even like a rivalry the same way the Eagles and Cowboys are, the same way the Eagles and Giants are, it doesn't feel the same. But from Washington's perspective, to have that mentality about yourself and to know how everyone else treats you, you know damn well that they want to crush our dreams and stop us from going to, they hate us probably more than we hate them. And that's exactly why they want to keep us out of the playoffs.
So the fact that they won the NFC East,
Those guys are bums. No, they won the NFC East in the worst division ever.
It was whatever with me, but I mean, now that just to pity pack off of what you just said, I mean, I think they're at the point where they're going to pretty much start a rivalry amongst themselves.
Yeah, like that's what it looks like. Gonna,
yeah,
I saw Brian Mitchell give a heartfelt talk about what, you know, Ron Rivera needed to do with this team, show emotion, the fact that players are fighting each other. He's like, my 30 years, you know, covering this team, like, you know, that was embarrassing. It was, you know, I feel like internally, there's a lot of struggle going on, especially the team's been, you know, had their issues with the owner and the, you know, the NFL has been trying to probe them for what's been going on behind the scenes. You know, you had a coach who was dealing with health issues before, the fact that recently all these players had COVID, you didn't know where they were going or which way they're going or coming. So it's like they've gone through this, you know, they've had a tough year.
That's something we didn't even talk about. Speaking of COVID, how about the fact that my man Nick Sirianni dominated COVID in 4 days just to dominate against New York? My man's just out here. He's got the secret. I don't know what it is, but he got the secret.
Definitely has the secret. Yeah.
I was like, yo,
beat it in 4 days.
Yeah, Sirianni's out here like Jordan in game 7. Like, you know, like how did he come back? So I'm like, what are you drinking? Like, what is the concoction that I need to be taking? It's probably pickle juice, Andy Reid. Andy Reid and the pickle juice could be like the. Or imagine that, and Andy Reid starts selling Andy Reid's pickle juice. But yeah, we're just joking. Okay, we're just joking about this. So Kim says, you know, so what are we doing? What are we going to do with Kelsey? He's getting old. Do we move Dickerson to center, or do we need to look for a replacement in draft? Shout out to Kim. I think it's a reasonable question a lot of Eagle fans have been thinking of. Tyler Lindenbaum, I believe, from Iowa. A mobile dude. I trust linemen that come from Iowa.
First rounder?
Yeah. He could be in the mid-round range where you could potentially bring him. I know Kelsey has mentioned Sumalo as his replacement back in the day. He saw Sumalo as that guy. Sumalo can play all five positions. But again, Dickerson can also move in there and be the country boy you need him to be. So, that's a good question, Kim.
Yeah, I don't think it necessarily has so much to do with what do we do with Kelsey as much as what does Kelsey do with us. Right. If Kelsey is willing to play another season, he's got the job, in my opinion. This dude is the best center we've ever had. So if he wants to play another season, by all means, play another season. But if he wants to choose to retire, which, you know, if that's his own decision, if that's what he wants to do, then obviously we have to fill that void. There's no denying that there's going to be probably some speed bumps with it. I just mentioned what an elite offensive line we would have if Brooks was back and healthy. I would love to see that one more time. With Dickerson at the left guard. But, you know, if if Jason Kelce doesn't want to go another season, he has more than given us enough. So,
oh, he better not go to Denver and play for the Broncos, and then we're gonna have to
I think if Kelce wants to play again, he's gonna play here or nowhere else. Kelce ain't leaving, man.
Now, Deshae says nobody in the top four in the NFC can stop a running, and I don't think a healthy Dallas defensive line can stop us running either. Okay, Deshae getting spicy over here. Make sure Facebook doesn't get after you for your comments, and then you got to use your YouTube page.
Where's my brother? Where's my brother?
Hello, AJ.
AJ.
Now, AJ says protocol. What protocol? I think the protocol these days with the NFL, it's kind of super sketch. I don't know what's going on right now.
Like the NBA protocol that they just changed up today? You see that?
No.
Now I think you just need 6 days instead. They might have moved it up a day or something like that. You needed 7 days if you had a positive test. Now it's only six. I know the NBA's struggling, bro. I know that they don't have a lot of players.
Mark said coach wanted some time away from the fam. Ooh. Wow. shout out to Karate Mark for blessing us with tickets to the Sixers game. That was pretty amazing. Like
that was awesome.
Both of you guys went to that game together, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
We lost.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that.
I've been
to game nonetheless. Tickets were great, and shout out to Mark Bird as well for when we had the toy drive. He definitely came up big, man.
Yeah,
with a donation. Mark, appreciate thank you, Mark Bird.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure the kiddies do as well.
Now Douglas Michael says, "Is it predictable to go for a shutdown corner in this year's draft to help out Slade Jr. or how he messed that up?" I feel like in range, Schmush. What is it? A Gardner?
Sauce Gardner?
Sauce. I said smush. Sauce Gardner. His stats are ridiculous. He hasn't given up a touchdown, Sauce Gardner. I do feel corner would be nice too. Like we need a young corner in here.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be nice for sure. But I mean, looking at our corners and comparing them the years past, I'm not necessarily that upset about the cornerback position. I think across the board between
you need a young
Darius
dude.
Slay, yeah, I got it. But between Slay, Nelson, and having Maddox back in the slot, yeah. I get you. You do need to inject some youth in there. I got you. But, I mean, we got Zach McPherson. Does that mean nothing to you?
He's not Gardner.
Does it mean anything to you?
He ain't got no when you got a name like
he almost nickname. Had a pick yesterday. I mean, maybe if he had that pick, your feelings would be different.
Hey, when you got a nickname like Sauce Gardner,
your feelings would have been different too.
it'll be interesting. There are a couple corners that they could potentially have, and I feel like it's time for a youth movement at the position. Speaking highly of Darius Slay, he's been tremendous. Had a great year this year.
I wanted to I put a poll out on my Twitter earlier because I was very curious about the, I know these two guys weren't in the same draft class, but I put it out there. Who as an Eagles fan would you rather have, Devontae Smith or Justin Jefferson? Any idea how you think that poll turned out?
Devontae Smith. Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson. With the slight lead of 52-48%. It was neck and neck, man. But still in their bag about Justin Jefferson.
Like you can live like that's my thing is like you can live in that moment of like what coulda, shoulda, or you can chalk it up as that's what it was meant to be. So you're not in this place of like, oh, if we would like, yo, that's what it is, man. Like we're moving forward here. And what Devonta is doing the last 2 weeks, it is what it is. Like we asked for a wide receiver to be competent and be a technician, and he's doing that. And like I'm appreciating that for what it is. Justin Jefferson, that was the miss. So it is what it is. Like, what are we gonna do? try and trade for him back, it's over. So it's like, well, again, we could live in that space where we could just be like, I'm appreciating Devonta Smith. I'm appreciating him.
Deshae adds another level to it. Would you rather have Cousins and Jefferson, or would you rather have my man Hurts and Devonta?
No, it Hurts and the swag levels are on a different level here.
You're saying Kirk Cousins doesn't have swag?
That right. Guy.
You like that?
Oh, you see, Jalen Hurts was he had in his presser, he wore obviously the best number ever as a quarterback, Randall Cunningham's number. He talked about the fact that he wanted to, pay homage to the players who did it before him. Talking about, being a dual threat and the Eagles being, in the history in the last couple, 20 plus years, guys who have been dual threats and have done it, like, a McNabb, a Vic, a Cunningham. So he just wanted to pay homage, and he's like, this is how much it means to me to be here and be the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. So I feel like, does that pull at my heartstrings a little bit? It does. But it just to have self-awareness and to be like, this is what it is, man. Like, I know what shoes I have to fill. I know how important it is to the Eagle fans. And again, 2 weeks in a row, him coming off the field, he's been like, he's just very, like, he's letting something out.
Animated. He's very animated about his feelings.
Yeah.
Did it pull at your heartstrings at all yesterday when Hurts, Foles, and Wentz all won their game yesterday?
Nick Foles, man. Again, like, I don't care where he goes, what he does. Whatever he's just put it on the screen. He's like an unassuming dude, but he's just like, when the game is on the line, like, Nick Foles, man.
Yeah. He's got ice in his veins, bro.
I can't say anything, but, like, man, Nick Foles is just, it is what it, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yo, he whips it out at the right time.
AJ says Gale is mushy emotional after Jalen Hurts' dedication. Any man who is a big fan of Cunningham, did anyone see that video that was posted last week of that throw that Cunningham had? Like, I sent it to Evan, that throw Cunningham rolled out to his left, just winged it like 80 yards down the field.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I call him the Rocket. I mean, bro had an arm, bro. I'm telling you. Way before his time. But
right. Dude can punt the ball too.
And can punt the ball 90 plus yards. But again, I know we're closing up shop here, but we are joining Philly Sports Trips for this next trip to Washington. So if you want to book with them, go to phillysportstrips.com. It'll be a really, really great time. One of their packages includes a ticket, lower level group ticket, for the Eagles Washington game, transportation from South Philly stadiums. They'll have a reserved area, they'll have DJ games and more. They'll have food, Philly style tailgate menu from Cavs catering, all you can eat, drinks, unlimited cold beverages, and bar service. Should be a good time. This is our first time teaming up with Philly Sports Trips, so it'll be a good time. And we're actually just taking the weekend off. Like, for us,
I don't have to put the apron on this week. It's kind of depressing.
I won't have to pack a massive amount of beer with me. We're just going to enjoy the game and have a good time. But if you would, if you want to save $10 off on those packages, use the code Fourth and John. If you would like to sit next to us, let them know, and they will put you next to us in the area that we're seating. So anyone who would like to sit with us at that game, just let Philly Sports Trips know, and they will handle that for us. Excited? Are you guys excited to go back to Washington?
Hell Hell yeah, man. Last time you guys went to Washington, you got Nigel Bradham jumping in your lap while I'm sitting there on the couch.
Yeah, you both, man. And I was supposed to be at that game. You know what I mean? I ended up giving the ticket to JT.
Yeah. I was talking to him. I was like, man. I was like, your case and tail. I tell you, man. when I talk about living life and these moments that you go, that you experience, like the fact that you, sometimes you have to just go places to experience things. You never know what's going to happen. They just happen. And when they do happen and people are like, oh, I wish I could, I'm like, you could have done that. So this is a lesson to young.
And off to the races is Bradham. He'll score a touchdown on the final play of the game.
So you live by the blitz and you die by the blitz. And this time they choose to live by the blitz on a Hail Mary play. The Redskins don't pick it up.
Look how Gail was getting like tossed.
Yo, Fletcher Cox hit me in the head. That's why if you see him jump at the end, and then he hits me in the head.
Man was concussed right there.
Man, I'm telling you, just enjoy the moments, and especially you know at these day at these times, like enjoy the moments, man, because it's like you know life is short, man.
That's one stadium we definitely know how to take over, man. I mean. Clearly remember celebrating quite a bit of division wins, clinching wins.
Celebrating a playoff clinching spot. Hey, we all had to root on the Bears.
Washington game.
So we're watching the game, but we're really not like they have to win to get into the playoffs. Again, that was another team that the Eagles fans were like, I don't really want it, but they made some. You know, made some waves, but it was like we had our like ski mask on and like we're all looking at our phones and like the Bears just won the game and we're all like that's the thing I haven't seen. Like that was a cool experience. So it was a double win that day. And then we went in the stadium, we went in the parking lot after that game and had like a great tale. Like I don't know who was DJing out there, but they tore it down. And just having a great time and watching the fans just walk by you, like they give you that look, like what is wrong with y'all? Like, where do you come from?
Represent.
Yeah, Sergeant Sarcasm checking in, just getting some points off. Our run game's dominant.
Lane is officially our number two tight end now.
I don't know about all that. Hurts look good. hit on defense and center wide receiver in the draft. Get a running back in the second round,
or you could pick up another Bama wide receiver. Jameson, woof, that kid's nice. There's some talent there.
With a good right hook.
Also, a couple of us will be going to the Senior Bowl, so that will be an awesome time to look at some of these prospects. And we will be shout out to Chris Malley. We will be starting to get some of this draft content out. We all started to watch some film. So it'll be a good time.
That's in Alabama, right?
Alabama.
Hey, maybe we could stop at one of their boxing spots. Looks like they
get in.
Big on boxing over there.
It seemed like it after last night's game watching those.
Oh yeah. They got some barbecue spots down there. But last words before we get out of here. We'll start with you, Prime.
Enjoy the rest of y'all week. Like Gail said, you know, we're going to take a week off. Enjoy ourselves going down to Washington to take over like we normally do. Because, you know, we definitely are going to take over. Especially when the 4th and John boys are in the building. Check on your peeps. Appreciate you guys again for joining us yesterday, making it another epic tailgate. We're on the streak. We're going to finish strong. Other than that, it's fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody that showed up for the tailgate. Thank everybody that's going to come to next week's tailgate. You know, we got it's coming up. We got New Year's Eve coming up. I just want to say, you know, everybody, be smart, be safe. If you go out drinking, get a driver, get an Uber, be smart. Let everybody get home to their families, and wish everybody a good next year.
Yeah, I mean, to follow these fine gentlemen over here, I just feel like, you know, it's a new year, new vibes. When the Eagles are in the playoffs, hey, man, this is what you root for as a fan. I think some people don't realize that, you know, some of these wins are like tied to people's mental state. You know, some Eagle fans like myself, I don't know what it is. Anytime I get an Eagles W, it's amazing for my mentals. But I mean, I think it's a great opportunity to see who this Eagles team is. Very, you know, watching these younger players develop into their own. Definitely awesome to see. Watching our head coaches and our defensive coordinator develop into their own is also a good thing to see. People forget that our coaches are young, but they are. But yeah, man, I'm pretty geeked about this weekend. I'm geeked about teaming up with Philly Sports Trips for this time, and seeing how it is to from the other side.
Yeah,
just showing up. You know, that'd be nice. But for me, Prime and Evan, we'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.